There's one boat at Paducah's riverfront today, the motor vessel J.W. Heron. Fresh crew members climb aboard carrying backpacks from a nearby pickup truck onto the barge. The ship's hauling gravel to New Orleans, not as much as usual, though. Captain Curtis Ellman says they had to lighten their load because of low river levels.
Here below Lock 52 and in 53, there's a lot of boats that can't go through the lockage because the water's too low. The boats draft too much. Barges draft too much. Barges being tied up.
Draft is how low the boat sits in the water. Even with the lighter load and smaller draft, Ellman says he and his crew have still had some difficulties.
Well, we've run aground a couple times at low water, yeah.
What do you do?
Wiggle off of it.
Have you had water this low before in your experience?
Not in my experience, no.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
Since 93.
The major rivers in the southeastern U.S. are regulated with locks and dams. The Army Corps of Engineers tries to maintain at least a 9-foot depth for barge navigation on the Ohio River in this area. So, when the water drops, companies like Ellman's Four Rivers Towing ride a fine line between navigation troubles and sacrificing profits. Paducah McCracken County Riverport Executive Director Ken Cantor explains.
A barge at 9 feet will be carrying approximately 1,500 tons, and if they lighten it to 8 feet or 7.5 feet, you're looking at a 300 or 400 ton reduction in the cargo.
That's where Cantor and the Riverport come in. Boats from Mobile to Minneapolis pass through Paducah's riverfront, and sometimes they need to lighten or even completely unload their cargo. Paducah's at a key location for these boats, and since this area is renowned for having varying weather, remember last year's floods, Cantor says Paducah's Riverport is able to handle just about any river conditions.
Whether it be ice on the upper Mississippi, lock problems on the Ohio River, low water, high water sometimes, is where we get the benefit of our location, that we get calls from people who need barges unloaded.
Say a ship departs from Nebraska, where they're getting some rain right now. That ship holds enough cargo that it has a 9-foot draft. As it travels down the Missouri and the Mississippi, and it gets to the Ohio River at Paducah, they find shallower waters. The channels here are only 9 feet deep, and the boat is dragging on the bottom of the river. So they stop at Paducah's Riverport and unload, a few hundred tons of cargo. Now the boat only has a 7-foot draft. It can continue down the river, but where did all that cargo go? The Riverport leases out over 100,000 square feet of warehouse space to store such cargo. At least, Cantor says, until another barge can come pick it up.
We have not seen a decline in our normal business patterns. If anything, we've seen an increase in the inquiries for people that wanted us to help them out.
Barge companies have a good idea if they'll need that help when they check the forecast sent out by the National Weather Service. Hydrometeorological technician Robin Smith says he covers an area from about St. Louis to Memphis to Tell City and Vincennes in southern Indiana.
But most generally, everything's running about half of what it should be.
Half the normal depth. Smith says rain in northern states should make its way down here in a few days, but if the water were to drop much lower, he says, commercial traffic will take a major hit.
You know, if we keep having these situations, we'll have to just shut barge traffic at different locations along all the rivers.
But for now, barges of sand and fertilizer and petroleum and steel and wire and rubber and gravel are still slowly making their way along the southeast rivers. The new crew members boarding Curtis Ellman's vessel will eventually see the New Orleans shipyards. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.